This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a delegation-level talks with his UK counterpart Keir Starmer in Mumbai. During the talks, both leaders reaffirmed their commitment to enhance the economic cooperation in key areas of education, technology, defence and critical minerals. Addressing a joint press briefing with Starmer, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India and the United Kingdom are natural partners, with democracy, freedom and rule of law being the core foundation. Mr. Modi said both the nations are committed to global stability and economic progress. In his statement, UK Prime Minister said that India and the UK are building a modern partnership focused on the future, calling the India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement as a breakthrough moment. India and Australia have inked key defence agreements during the visit of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh to Australia. The key defence agreements were signed in the presence of Rajnath Singh and Australia's Deputy Prime Minister and the Defence Minister Richard Marles. Rajnath Singh held talks with his counterpart Richard Marles in Canberra. Both the leaders reviewed the full spectrum of India-Australia defence cooperation, including defence industry, cyber defence, maritime security and regional challenges. The Australian Defence Minister said the newly signed defence agreement with India is a hugely significant step in strengthening the operational partnership between the two nations' armed forces. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed the agreement on the first phase of US President Donald Trump's peace plan, which has signed between Israel and Hamas. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed hope that the release of hostages and enhanced humanitarian assistance to the people of Gaza will bring respite to them and pave way for lasting peace. He added that this is also a reflection of a strong leadership of Israeli PM Benjamin Netanyahu. The Madhya Pradesh Civil Investigation Team and the Tamil Nadu police have arrested G. Ranganathan, proprietor of Kanchipuram-based Srisan Pharmacy, this morning for allegedly producing contaminated cough syrup inked to the deaths of several children in Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan. He was picked up from his residence in Kodambakkam, Chennai, by the Madhya Pradesh Special Investigation Team and the state police. So far, 23 children have died from the toxic cough syrup in Chindwara and Betul districts. State Health Minister Rajendra Shukla stated that an SIT is investigating the matter. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is chairing a meeting to review the security scenario in Jammu and Kashmir. The review meeting is being held in New Delhi. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan, Director Intelligence Bureau Tapan Kumar Deka, Jammu and Kashmir Chief Secretary Atal Dullo, JNK DGP Nalin Prabhat, DG CRPF Gyanendra Pratap Singh, DG BSF Daljeet Singh Chaudhary attending the meeting, among others. The Election Commission has directed political parties against the use of artificial intelligence targeting rival parties or candidates during the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections and Assembly bypolls. These guidelines have come into effect as part of the Model Code of Conduct. The Commission has warned against the misuse of AI-based tools to create deepfakes that distort information or propagate misinformation over social media platforms and other forms of advertisements. The ECI has issued a strict watch on social media posts to ensure that the election atmosphere is not vitiated and emphasized the need to uphold the integrity of the electoral process. Chief Justice of India, Justice B.R. Gawai, praised the Income Tax Appellate Tribunal for its significant contribution to the justice delivery system, while urging renewed focus on structural and procedural improvements to meet contemporary challenges. Addressing a symposium on Income Tax Appellate Tribunal role challenges and way forward in New Delhi, Justice Gawai appreciated ITAT for bringing down the pendency of cases for 85,000 to 24,000 in the last 5 years. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.